All right, folks, here we are. It's time for a fish report. Hey, Leaf.
What's up, Dip?
Hey, Thomas.
How's it going, folks?
We've got a three-person fish report here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like we talk about Thomas all the time in these reports, so
he
might as well.
Yeah, he does figure into the report.
Yeah.
So sometimes he's not working. It's hard to imagine a baker not really working. I mean, you guys are up the crack of dawn. I mean, it never really quits for you guys.
Right. I get a chance to come in.
But you fish, too.
Every chance I get.
And like me, you know, I mean, the baker hours kind of really help to, you know, put him up at the same time as me, too, you know?
Yeah.
I like the crazy, like, why would you be awake time?
Yes, and then and then you can just put it aside and go, we're proofing this. I'll be back in a little while.
Yeah.
I actually can fit into a baker schedule really well.
Cool. So I'm curious, what's going on out there?
Well, you know, I told Thomas he had to come in because, you know, he just forgot his gear bag on the other side of the river. And like I told you, we're hot on the trail of some fish. So I suckered him into this one.
Okay.
I got to say, you know, from the start. But we were just down at Beaver Creek. And that's what it really, you know, made me think about what I was going to tell people. And with this like three solid days of rain that we just had, it really did come down controlledly like I was hoping it would. And it didn't cause any, as far as I've heard, or I don't know about you, any real crazy flash flooding. But of course it did influence the color and the nature of the river right now. And Thomas and I were just down at Beaver Creek, right where most of this is going to be coming in from the start. And you know, what was that, 50-50 the hole? Clear.
As far as clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the Beaver Creek side was very muddy and opposite side of the river, very clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just bear that in mind when you see these big weather systems come through, that it's just going to be a thing of Beaver Creek up as far as the stability of this river for the next while.
Well, what about the water level? How come up much or?
Yeah, it's come up a couple hundred CFS. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Now, I would just be worried about taking steps in that dirty water, you know,
being safe,
just being safe, you know, just an area where I had just walked through. I had to go back, like Leaf said, to get my bag. And, you know, I thought that it was going to be, you know, pretty easy going. And I definitely, you know, stepped into about 3 feet of water when I thought it was only going to be about 1 foot. And that could be all it takes to, you know, throw you off balance.
Yeah. So, yeah,
you know,
and you're wearing waders, and who knows, things can go sideways.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to see this kind of thing whenever we have significant precip come into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll wear off in like 2 to 3 days, you know, 24, 48 hours, depending on the amount of rain that came into the system. So you'll just have to bear it in mind. But at least we can, as far as like different than the Chewuk burn we had there, the 20-30 mile, which was all of Chewuk and down, at least we've got a spot to get above it there just south of Twisp,
right?
You know, get some clean water.
Well, and that brings up fishing. Mm-hmm. How's the fishing going? I've been seeing lots of nice photos.
It's been great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I was saying earlier, it's kind of, we're just breaking out of the big October caddis, golden stone hatches, where we could skate for those guys with some big ugly foam. And into the segment of the season where the summer chinook are dropping some eggs. And like we were talking about last week, they're really focusing on every fish, from whitefish to steelhead salmon, are focusing on gobbling up those eggs. Mm-hmm. And then we'll trend out of that season, and we'll go back into the last bit of that golden stone season. So I kind of go from dropping my eggs underneath the black or peacock stone to starting to really have to start to match the hatch. And so focus on golden stones and then later chronomids.
Mm-hmm. Should you think you should talk to folks about where they step as far as where the reds might be?
Yeah, well, you know, to tell you the truth, the only reds I've really seen be even attempted were above Beaver Creek. I've seen a lot of, instead of post-spawn mortality, just not spawn mortality, and I hate to get on the bummer side of things, but you know, it's a natural thing. It's a boom and bust.
They're going to come up and not spawn?
Yeah, well, we were talking about how maybe fish would adjust, maybe at the tertiary, the top and the bottom end of all this whole thing, where the reds or the substrate is more suitable. But in the middle there, those fish aren't going to be able to move far enough, and they're just going to swim until they can't swim.
That's really
it. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, it's a natural thing, though.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about too, there's no reason to have too many juveniles swim up if that bug life's not there. And we've seen a little bit of a drop in the bug life there. So, okay, you know, it is what it is. It'll all be better in, you know, the next 5 to 8 years. And as far as the anadromous fish, our steelhead and our salmon, it's hardly been a, as far as you're not going to see a difference in the numbers there. They're just going right. to move a little differently.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody get the, you know, whenever you get the chance, get out there. Get your fish on. Coho is on through November 30th. And I was really going to try to point out this week, get out there to the lowlands, the Stillwater. Mm-hmm. We always talk so much about the river, but holy cow, Buzzard, Little Twin, even Aspen Lake. I heard of signs of life up there, big brookies.
Really?
And Aspen mm-hmm. has got some nice tiger trout time to time, too. So don't overlook your Stillwater. It's always right out your back door. And if you need any more information, just check out flyfisherproshop.com. Medhow Fishing Adventures has got our blog up to date most all the time mm-hmm. out there. And, you know, maybe you'd see Thomas and I out there having some fun fishing.
All right.
All right. Hey, everybody, take care of each other and get your fish on.
Fish on.